Green Eyes by Mystic Mind Moon. The first thing people noticed about Harry was his green eyes, the vibrant colour, the size, and the unnerving similarity they held to Lily Botany Evans, his mother. The first thing Lily thought when she first laid eyes on little Harry was, "Thank God it's over," followed almost instantly by not a thought, but by sheer awe. Or in the fact that she had created such a beautiful boy, her beautiful green-eyed boy, she would protect him with all that she was. The first time James, Sirius and Remus laid eyes on little Harry, all they could think was of how they would protect the little marauder with all that they could, because their pronglet had become the centre of their universe. No harm would come to the youngest Potter without the wrath of all three. They vowed that they would never see those green eyes fade. The first time Ron and Hermione met Ron. The first time that Ron and Hermione met Harry, the 11-year-olds could not understand the sadness that haunted those jade eyes, and even as young as they were, they pledged themselves to making those eyes shine on. Snape could not understand the draw that Harry possessed, first with the Gryffindors and later with the Slytherins. Somehow, he had not noticed the boy grow up into a man. A man whose eyes hypnotized just as his mother had done decades before. Draco couldn't tell you when he first started to notice Harry, or when Harry first noticed him, but he could tell you the exact moment that those eyes first held his attention. Running from the astronomy tower, he glanced back and froze, the pure rage and disappointment that filled those old paralyzed Draco with fear. Fear that he would never see those eyes shine with happiness, and never again see them pointed at himself. And anyone who tried to deny you must be out of their mind. Draco watched as they lowered the casket into the ground. Harry had been his light, his saving grace. When the world had looked bleak and cold, his green eyes had shone in the darkness, lighting his way to freedom. The compassion, love and understanding that had locked onto him as he stood facing Voldemort had unnerved him. The total acceptance of their situation. "Dada! Dada!" squealed the young boy. "Make me fly, Dada, fly!" Silver hair whipped about a harp-shaped face framing the three old emerald lamps. "Fly? And what would my munchkin want to fly?" Draco tickled the boy. "Because Papa said so, Dada." "Oh, he did? Well, then let's fly." "Yay, look, Papa, Dada make us fly." Harry looked out onto the patio, smiling. "I see you, Jade. Fly for Papa." Rolling forward in his chair, he watched as his husband and son slowly ascended a silhouette by the evening sun.